I would like to tell you a story. I'm hoping it's a true one, but I don't know if it is. You can tell me if you think it's true. Baron Fitzgerald was a wealthy Englishman. He had one child, a son. Tragically, whilst the boy was in his early teens, his mum died. And sadly, a few years later, the boy also died. A sad story. The Baron's wealth was contained in his wonderful collection of artwork. Instructions were left in his will that on his death, everything had to be sold by auction. Time went by, and the Baron died. And the world of curators and collectors assembled for the previewing of this marvelous art collection. Amongst the great paintings and the masterpieces was a portrait of the Baron's son. It wasn't very good. It wasn't a masterpiece. It was of poor quality. Painted by a local artist, and nothing when set against all these masterpieces. The auctioneer read from the Baron's will. It said the portrait of his son had to be put up for auction first. So he did that. And because the experts saw no value in it, nobody bid. There was a very awkward silence. At the back of the room, one of the old servants of the Baron put up his hand and said, "I'll buy it. I knew the boy." And so he paid £1 for this painting of a child he remembered from years back. Then everybody got ready for the rest of the auction to start, the important stuff, the valuable pieces. When dramatically the auctioneer stops the auction and asks the lawyer to read from the will again. This is what he read. "Whoever buys the painting of my son gets all my art collection. The auction is over." Not sure if this is a true story or not. But you can imagine the shock, can't you, in the room at this announcement. The regret in the minds of all those experts at what they could have got for such a cheap price. And that servant, who is now a millionaire for the cost of £1, his heart must have been overwhelmed with gratitude. Those in the room didn't see the worth of the painting because they were so consumed by what it looked like. In their eyes, it wasn't very good. It wasn't worth anything. So they missed out on the free gift that came alongside it. Last night, we met in this room for elders. The lovely Jenny Usher led us in our opening devotions. She showed us something that she'd bought in Oxfam. A metal heart, grey and tarnished, that she bought for the princely sum of £1.49 from their Valentine display in their window. "That's nice," she thought. But Jenny, because Jenny is Jenny, saw beyond the muck and the tarnish to what the heart really was. So she bought the heart and she took it home and she cleaned it up. And she discovered a beautiful silver heart. clearly not recognised for its worth by the staff in Oxfam. Otherwise, they'd have charged more than £1.49. Isn't that true of humans? We judge by appearances. We make our minds up about people based on what we think we know, by what we see, about what we think we are seeing. Our world is obsessed by appearance. Phones let you take selfies and you can change the appearance of your face. One of my filters on my phone is a portrait filter. You can take your spots away with the click of a button. How exciting is that? You can filter out all your flaws so you are perfect for the world to see. There's an account in the Old Testament of God wanting to find a new king. So God sends Samuel to Bethlehem because God had chosen one of Jesse's sons to be the new king. Let me tell you the story. It comes from 1 Samuel 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I've rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I've chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he'll kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I've come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I'll show you what to do. You are to anoint to me the one I tell you." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked him, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel said, "Yes, I come in peace. I come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely this is the Lord's anointed one standing before me." But the Lord said to Samuel, "No, do not consider his appearance or his heart, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then made Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, "No, the Lord has not chosen this one." Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said, "No, the Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "Well, they're still the youngest. He's in the fields tending his sheep." "Send for him," said Samuel. "We will not sit until he arrives." So he was sent for and he was brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance with handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. I love that story. So even though God has said to Samuel, "Don't judge by appearances, I look at the heart," Samuel couldn't help but be swayed by the good-looking lad that was before him. And the writer says, David had a fine appearance with handsome features. But he wasn't the one everyone was expecting. Not the oldest, But the youngest, the shepherd, out in his fields, looking after his sheep. Those art experts judged the value of the portrait of the son and were dismissive of it. Jesus, the Son of God, was treated with contempt by many because he wasn't what people were expecting. Can anything good come out of Bethlehem, people said. Isn't this just the carpenter's son? How can a king be born in such circumstances as a stable? They didn't recognize the gift because of the wrappings it came in. The message of the cross is that Jesus willingly takes on sin for the punishment that we deserve. So many people fail to see the free gift of forgiveness because of how it's wrapped up. St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians and says this, "You know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus was. Though he was so rich, yet to help you he became poor, so that by being poor, you can be made rich." Today we are reminded that God judges by the heart and not by appearance. God loves you, even though he knows what our hearts are like, even though we're sinful. He still chooses us and lets his son die in our place because we're loved beyond measure. I wonder if we will continue to judge by appearance. I pray that we will have Christ-healed eyes and see the world as he does.